Why did a guy have sex with his sister's hot friend in the kitchen? Who had sex behind a strip club? How did one woman land herself in the middle of a three-way? We talk about these things and more. Get ready, because Dirty Sex Talk is about to begin.
Tag Team Network, bitch!
Hi, and welcome back to the We Go Podcast, where we go where they won't go.
Hello, welcome to the We Go Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about sex with friends. This episode is The Sister's Hot Friend. Why is it called that? It's called that because these stories are only involving people who had sex with their sister's hot friend. So for this episode, to talk about all that, we have joining us tonight, we have Fawn.
Hello.
We have Amanda.
Hello.
We got your boy, Chris.
Hello, hello.
And we got PT tonight.
How's it going?
All right. So how have you three been? We took a week off of recording. So, you know, so how have you guys been, Chris?
I've been great, man. What are you talking? I've been doing really good.
You doing really good? You had your hand up. I figured you had something to say.
I don't know what I was doing.
Oh, okay. All right. What about you, Amanda? You've been good?
No.
Nope. All right. No. Oh, okay. And Fawn?
I'm great. I sold my house.
You sold your house? Oh, congrats.
In a day.
In a day. Wow, that's really quick. But you're excited about that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. And PT, how have you been?
Just really busy. But yeah, it's been golden.
Nice. Nice. Okay. All right. So are we ready to push forward on this episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right. So to get this going, so this is the sister's hot friend. And chances are you probably have been attracted to one of your sister's friends. Maybe, possibly, there's a good chance of it. And I see a lot of these stories all the time in various sex forums. So they must be pretty popular for a reason. And that's why we are fully dedicating an episode towards it. So to start this off, of course, we have the porn brought to life segment. And then we got three sex stories. But okay, so we're going to start this next segment. And this segment is porn brought to life. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. All right. So this first one is, all right. And all right, let me read this. This is, woman gets caught trying to steal clothes from her friend by her friend's brother. He tells her to put the clothes back and that he's going to tell his sister if she doesn't. But she says she wants to go out that night and she only intends to borrow them. The brother isn't buying it, so he gets out his phone to call his sister. But the friend quickly breaks up the phone call and starts giving him a BJ, which turns to sex on his sister's bed with her friend. So is this hot or not? Would you watch this? And what would you do if you caught your sibling's friend stealing their clothes? Who wants to go first?
Hmm. So basically, they caught him stealing their clothes, and then they were bribing him with sex. Is that what I heard correctly?
Yeah. Well, no. What it was is the brother threatened to call the friend, or call his sister, to let her know that her friend is there stealing her clothes. And then she interrupts the phone call by having sex with him.
Oh, well, yeah. See, I'm probably the same way, because they're stealing from me, so they're not trustworthy. So they're going to have to find out about it. But if they're going to bribe you with booty, then you might as well take the booty first. And then as soon as they leave, you'll be like, I ain't going to tell them. Immediately tell them after they get out of there.
Oh, so you would have sex with them and then call the sister anyways.
Yeah, they got what's coming to them. I just got something out of it for myself. Win-win.
Awesome. That's honesty that we like. Chris, what would you do? And what's your answers to the rest of the questions?
Why in the hell does she not ask her friend if she can borrow it in the first place?
Right. She probably
a porn.
Right. You know, what? Yeah, it's a porn. But one, she might have, and the friend said no. So now she's resorting to stealing. I don't know. Who knows?
I'm telling my sister if somebody's if one of her friends is stealing her shit, because like TBT said, she's not trustworthy. I wouldn't wonder like what's next. You know, she's stealing or borrowing a dress. You know, next thing you know, it's she's in somebody else's room getting into some shit she ain't supposed to be there. I don't really find it hot.
Yeah. Now, if she bribed you with sex, though, would that work?
Yeah, if she was hot, yeah. Or if I was attracted to her. So I mean, if she was like. I don't know. If I couldn't even stand her in the first place, then I'd be like, "Oh, get the fuck out of here. Get out of my house.
Get the fuck out."
Nice. Nice. Okay. And Fawn, what's your answers to these questions?
I would definitely tell my brother or sister. I don't know. Like everyone said, it just seems like this is probably a shitty friend in the first place. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely tell them. And do I think this is hot? No. But I think, like, I'm sure the scene of them actually having sex was hot, but, like, what led up to it isn't, like, turning me on or anything. Right. So.
So you walk in on your sibling's friend stealing their shit. You calling your sibling to snitch on them right away?
Yeah. But yeah. I would stop it in the middle of it. I'd be like, you need, like Chris said, get the fuck out of here. Like, seriously. And then I would call my sibling and be like, you need, yeah, that person. I'd actually be like, they're not allowed in the house because I wouldn't trust them.
Even if
they're clothes.
Even if they're hot.
Even if they're hot.
Okay.
Because I don't give a shit. Like, if you're hot, like, if you're a piece of shit, who cares? Like, unfortunately, like, I don't know. Just go get dick somewhere else, like, or whatever.
Nice. Nice. Awesome. And Amanda?
I'm going to go the opposite of everybody because you keep using this word stealing thing. I think it is a friend going to her friend's room to borrow stuff. And like, if she's in the house, she knows the people, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't think it's hot, but I don't think that person is a piece of shit.
Right. I consider it stealing, but only because she doesn't want the friend to know about it because she tries to. Because she doesn't want him to make the phone call. Yeah. You know, that's why, you know what I'm saying? There seems to be like a level of like dishonesty or something, some kind of shady business going on because obviously it's just a porn scenario. You know, obviously they got to write something. They need a reason for them to have sex. That's all they need. And this is the best thing they could come up with. But that's why I labeled it as stealing. But yeah, but she did say in the porno that she was just trying to borrow the clothes. So I don't know. Anyways, does anybody else have anything else to add to this?
Nope. No, that was awesome.
Okay. All right. So this next one is, okay, so this is what a guy is hanging out with a friend who was supposed to make sure his dog gets walked, but neither of them want to walk the dog. All right. I guess he's supposed to walk his parents' dog. They're at work or whatever. He's supposed to do it. He doesn't want to do it. He's just fucking lazy. So he calls his sister's friend to pay or to hire her to walk the dog. She comes over while two guys are hanging out, and she's willing to walk the dog, but she doesn't want cash though. She doesn't want money. She just wants them to fuck her. That's all she wants. And then of course the two guys are just like, okay, whatever. They have no problem with it. So then they end up having sex in the bedroom. So, okay. So my question to this scenario is, like always, hot or not, and would you have did what she did, or would you have just took the cash, and would you walk someone like you're attractive to, like, would you walk their dog for a chance to get laid or have sex with them? So
hell yeah.
it is no all the way across the board for me. I'm not going to come walk a fucking dog that you're supposed to be walking. I got way more shit to do than that. No, nope.
Okay, and Pete.
I mean, why not? You just have to walk a dog. Like, you don't have to walk dogs that far sometimes. Sometimes you got to just take them, like, a few blocks and just, you know, let them shit and piss on something. They're good to go. I mean, fuck. If you got to, like, take somebody out on a date or do something or go eat or do this, you got to pick them up. You got to drive there. You got to buy something. You got to do this. You got to spend the night. You got to talk to them. Depending on what it is. Well, fuck this. All they had to do was walk a dog. I'll take whatever. Lassie anywhere it wants to go.
So are you taking the booty or are you taking the cash?
I'm greedy, man. I'm probably gonna have to take. I'm probably gonna take the money though.
Take the money. Okay.
I like money.
All right, and Chris. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, but if you get a chance to, get money or fucking, and all you gotta do is walk a dog, sign me up. They need an app for that.
All right. So, do you like the story? Do you think it's hot or not?
I think the story is awesome.
Nice. Okay. And Chris.
I like the story. It's something different. It's a little original. Come walk the dog. I'm going to walk that dog. I love doggos. And I think the guys are in the story are kind of lazy. I mean, that's like the easiest thing to do ever. Just like take a little stroll with the dog. And what do you got to pick up the shit or something? You know, depending on what neighborhood you live in. Am I going to take cash or ass? Shit. You're going to offer me some ass, I might as well take it.
Right, because, like, how much money are they really going to pay you to walk the dog?
I know, but
then,
right?
But then again, they're also offering you sex, too. So that just seems far-fetched, too. So who knows?
You're going to give me a five spot, like, to walk your dog? You know, what if it's, like, the next-door neighbor or something? Like, hell yeah, I'll come over and walk your dog. I love a little dude.
Nice. And fun?
I'd take ass over the cash.
Nice. And fun?
I think this is hot, like, and I think it's cool that, like, she was the one that offered, like, hey, I don't want your cash. I want you to fuck me. So, I mean, I think that's kind of a different scenario than you normally hear. So, yeah, I think that's hot. Like, would I do it? Would I do it? I don't know. I would probably do it if I was attracted, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd be attracted to two lazy dudes. Like, you fuckers can't, like, are that lazy.
Right.
That you get off your asses. You're busy fucking playing video games or whatever the fuck you're doing to walk this dog. Like, but I'm going to want to fuck you. I don't see that scenario happening. But, I mean, I do, but the whole thing is kind of hot if you kind of take the fact that they're lazy out of it.
Right. Yes. I definitely feel like somebody with a lazy background wrote this, or somebody that has like a sibling, or somebody that is really fucking lazy. Like, they know someone that's lazy, because, like, I don't know how you come up with like this idea. Like, yeah, that's just like, there's two of you. Like, one of you can't just walk the dog just one time each, you know what I'm saying? And then that's it. That's all it takes. But I do think, I mean, obviously I watched it, so of course I think it's hot. I don't really see it ever really happening in real life. I just think that is just really far-fetched, but I think it's a really cool idea. It is kind of an original. I kind of like that she was just like, she offered it, like, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times in porn, it always seems like where it's the guy that's trying to push the sex, but in this one, it was like she was trying to push it, and I thought that was an interesting twist to it. And would I take the cash, or it just depends. It depends if I'm single, am I attracted to him or not, and stuff like that. But, like, yeah, I mean, they're probably not going to offer me a whole lot of cash anyways. And if I'm attracted to them, yeah, I'll probably take the sex, being honest. Okay. All right. Is anyone, Chris?
Yeah, like Fawn said, and like the fact that they're this lazy, they can't walk a dog. Like, is it going to end up in some really lazy sex? Like, you got to just walk the dog. Now you got to do all the work in the sexual thing? For real.
Right. Come on, guys. Yeah. Well, they can't even have sex by themselves. So that's pretty how lazy they are there, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, it's probably some weak sex, honestly. That they need two of them, they need two people to think about walking a dog.
Two guys that just want blowjobs, like, they're just gonna want to lay there and be like, yeah, we'll do this, but suck my dick, because I can just lay here.
Yeah, PT, I know, I hear all the time, you say you just rather get the blowjob. You don't really care about the sex.
Depends on who it is. I got an interesting story from earlier today. we'll save that for later, though.
Yeah, we'll save that. Okay, all right, so let's move on to the last one. Okay, so this last one is, okay, all right. A guy went through his sister's phone and found out his sister has been talking to his best friend. He doesn't know what to do about it, but then it just so happens that his sister's best friend came by the house to look for her and found him standing in the kitchen. That's when he asked her if she knew if there was something going on between his sister and his best friend. She then asked, what's the big deal between two grown-ups having sex, even if it's your best friend and sister? She then says it would be the same if they then both had sex right there in the kitchen. He said, which he acts like is a crazy idea, which doesn't stop her. She starts to seduce him by feeling on his crotch and then proceeds to give him a blowjob. And then they end up having sex right in the kitchen, right in the middle of the day. Like, it, I don't know. But anyway, so basically what happens here, he went through his sister's phone, saw some personal shit involving his sister and his best friend. So that's kind of what led up to the sex here. So like always, is this hot or not? What do you think about this situation? What are your thoughts on kitchen sex? And would you be mad if you found out your sibling was secretly having sex with your best friend? So I know that's a lot. So who wants to go first here?
I'll go. Okay. I think this is the most realistic one. And it's hot for sure. I love kitchen sex personally. I think it's one of my favorites. And I don't know if my sister was having sex with one of my best friends. I don't know. I wouldn't be mad about it. You know what I mean? I guess.
Like if it was like a secret. Yeah. But if it was like, would you be bothered that even though you wouldn't care if they just told you, you'd be fine with it. But the fact that they kept it from you, would that part bother you at all?
Yeah, I would say something about that. Like, why would you hide this from me? Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's going to be fine. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then, all right. So you have anything more?
No.
Okay. And who wants to go next? Chris.
Maybe he's hiding it because this whole thing because he knows like how protective he is of his sister, I think. I like the story. I think this is new. This is something really different, like the last story. And I like the fact that she's just like, well, wait a minute. I'm her best friend. What if this happens with us?
Yeah.
You know, and then she kind of talks him into it. I do like the story. Big brothers are typically very protective of the little sister. And then I thought, well, what if the friend that she's hooking up with, he's just like, man, he's a womanizer. He's a bad dude, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, good. This is actually some of the funner porn brought to life that we've talked about.
Awesome. And okay. And fun.
No, I like this one too. I think like Amanda said, it's the most realistic one probably that would happen. And I think it's hot. Kitchen sex. I've personally done a lot of things, but haven't had kitchen sex. I wouldn't have a problem with it. I feel like it's one of those things that I'm like, oh, it'd be easy to clean up because it's like hard services. I don't know. as long as it wasn't like on a dirty kitchen floor, I'd probably be fine with. I don't know. Even that I'd probably be fine with. But anyway, no, I think it's, yeah. I mean, I think it's hot and I could see like Chris's point, like maybe it was somebody that was like they're being a little overprotective or whatever. But
yeah,
I wouldn't want my sibling to keep it a secret from me. Like I wouldn't be mad. I would just be more like, why wouldn't you just tell me? I don't care.
Yeah, right on. And TT?
It's just super interesting because, okay, I think if it's like, if it's basically like a secret situation, they don't know about it. But then it's strange, or it's not saying strange, I guess is the wrong word, but it's just, it's intriguing because then, you know, I guess his sister's friend, you know, then she basically like seduces him and then they basically hook up. So it's like, so now it's like, what does he do? Does he tell her about it? Because does he feel bad because like she's not telling him? It's like, I don't, you know what I mean? It's like now it's completely, totally different because at first he was just like probably thinking like, oh, well, why didn't we talk about this or whatever? But then now it's like, how's he going to do that whenever it's like, you know, basically the same thing just happened. Unless it was just reversed because, you know, his sister's friend wanted to hook up with him anyways, vice versa. And then now that just kind of gave them a reason to or something. I don't know. It's super interesting.
Yeah, it really is interesting. I don't know.
It does seem pretty realistic though.
Yeah, it does seem realistic. It is kind of a weird. It's basically just a mirror. It's just mirroring a mirror image of a situation where it's just basically like, yeah, he goes through his sister's phone and he finds out that his sister's having sex with his best friend. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost kind of like and then the end result of this is it's almost basically the other way around where he's having sex with his sister's I don't know, best friend, but friend. So it's basically just like the opposite of the, you know, opposite end of that, you know, of that scenario. I do think it's hot. I think it's a, you know, really cool, you know, for a porn, I say it's a pretty good story. But that's pretty much all I have to say about it. I mean, other than that, it's just vanilla porn to me after that. But I do think as far as storyline goes, I think that's pretty cool. Now, kitchen sex, I do like kitchen sex a lot. Can't say I've had it too often though, but the times that I did have it, you know, there's a lot of cool things you can do on the counter. It's actually, I don't know how many positions you can do really inside the kitchen. Like they can get on top of you on the counter or whatever, but it's me, when I think of kitchen sex, I think of more of an area for like a quickie or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Not something where you just do it for like 20 minutes, but something where you get it in at for like 5 to 10 minutes, I think, you know.
Dang, I've eaten off that table too, Ben.
Yeah, I'm going to say it like, I don't know. I've never had sex on top of a kitchen table before. Never done that. Now, I've bent somebody, you know, I've bent them over the counter or bent them over the table before, but I've never did it like on literally where we were all, you know, both on top of the table. I don't know. I don't know if I would trust the table. I don't know if it would hold my weight, like hold my weight. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. I've never done it before, but.
You got good quality furniture, or did you go to IKEA and build it yourself and don't trust your carpentry skills?
A little bit of both. Yeah.
It's a good table. They got a good table. You know it's a good table.
Yeah.
It's
now, I'm not table. Talking about
I'm
like.
I'm talking about tables in general.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't want to find out if it goes wrong is what I'm saying. I mean, it might go all right, but then it also might just fall while we're fucking. Like mid thrust, I could just be like, you know, we could both end up on the floor and it would hurt, it would ruin, you know, kill the mood and everything.
Well, if you break something, Holly can take care of you.
You laugh your ass off if that shit happens, man.
As long as you don't get stabbed like a vampire, yeah.
Nobody gets hurt.
Break Amanda, your cock.
So, Amanda, if you're having sex on the table and all of a sudden it collapses on you while you're doing it, how are you taking it?
I'm weak as fuck.
You're weak.
For sure.
Would you try it?
Not on mine. You know what? I think I'm thinking now, like, I want to do it on a pool table. That sounds more appealing to me.
Yeah, pool table.
I never have.
I've done pool table before, but actually, I've done ping pong table too. Ping pong table, though, that actually did collapse on me. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that did collapse on me. That was a terrible idea. And that's probably why I don't trust the kitchen table. So.
Yeah, dude.
All right, fine. You have any last things to say about kitchen sex?
No, I'm good.
Good. All right. Would you do it on top of a table?
Like everybody said, like if it was a sturdy, I felt like it was a sturdy table. Sure. Sure.
Okay. All right. All right. Does anybody else have anything else to say about kitchen sex?
Not so much kitchen sex. I like what PT brought up that, like, dude, are you now a hypocrite that, like, you're shame? Like, I can't believe my sister's hooking up with my friend, but then you hook up with her friend?
Yeah.
Like, does that change your opinion on it then? It has to.
Right.
And then doing it on the kitchen table, like, and then you invite your friends over to eat all that.
Going back to the porno though, it almost kind of sounded like the guy was just fucking faking. Like he was just kind of fucking acting. Like he's like, I don't know, man. I don't know if we would have sex. If we had sex, that would be crazy. There's no way that would happen between you and me. And then she just starts filling up on him and starts, right. you know, it seems like he was like playing her up, you know, but you know, that's porn for you. Okay. All right. Are we ready to move on to the next segment? All right. So this next segment is the stories and confessions. And this first one is, I, male 22, want to fuck my sister's friend so bad. She is extremely gorgeous, smells great, and always wears sexy clothes. I get super rock hard whenever she's around. I would take a chance at her, but she is older than me, and I'm not sure if she's into younger guys. One night, she sent me a text asking if I knew where my sister was. I saved her number in my phone and have thought about sending her a risky text quite often. But like always, I chicken out and masturbate thinking about her instead. What should I do? Should I try sending her a text or should I just move on to someone else? All right. So what are your answers to his questions? And do women like younger guys typically? And Fawn, I'll start with you.
I think he definitely shouldn't text her. I think that's kind of, I think it would come off as creepy in a way, because obviously, I don't know. Anyways, I think the best way to go about it, if I was him, is talk to his sister and just maybe feel, see what she thinks about it. Because she knows, you know, her the best, because that would let her know if, no, I think you should talk to the sister. I think that that would give him the best idea of whether or not he even had a chance. Like embarrassing himself if he could avoid it. And then would I date or be interested in younger guys?
Well, maybe not you, but do you think women typically like younger guys, or would give a younger guy a chance typically, especially like in the 20s, like in that age range, like back in
the 20s?
Yeah. Think of your friends, like back in the day, like when you were in your 20s, did you ever recall your friends ever wanting to date someone slightly younger than them?
No, because I'm not to be ignorant most of the time. I mean, women mature sooner than men. And I think when you're in your early 20s, you're usually attracted to a more mature guy. So, I mean, not saying it doesn't happen, but I think in general, at least in my experience, you're attracted to someone that's older and more mature.
Nice. Nice. And Amanda?
I agree. I agree with what Fawn said. He should not text her because he's setting himself up for embarrassment and failure. And yeah, he should talk to his sister. And I wonder what the age difference is. Like, is it a lot? Because then he's really reaching. But if it's just a couple of years, I'm sure that's not too big of a deal. And I think that older women who are not in their 20s, they would go for a guy in his early 20s. For a couple of reasons. One, so that it's mostly, I think, okay, a couple of reasons. Because they want to feel good about themselves, okay? They might be feeling down. They're like, oh, I can still get this young guy. Or they are really, yeah, and like that goes along with it. They're just really insecure, and they just want to be dominating or something. Or they want to have really good sex. Because those dicks stay hard. So
nice. Nice. That's awesome. And PT, what do you think this guy, what do you think this guy should do? Do you think he should send a risky text to the sister's friend? Or do you think he should approach it in an entirely different way? Or do you think he should just move on to someone else?
Well, he should seek the advice first before he starts sending a bunch of texts, because it looks like it's already going to be a failure. But first, because I mean, well, it's just, you can't, I mean, you have to, it's just weird to start texting people out of nowhere, especially if you're like trying to like talk to in a way. So like, you're not going to be normal texting. I mean, you will, but you'll still be trying to be flirtatious. So if the person's not even expecting that or used to that in any way, they're going to, yeah, it's just going to look creepy. It's just going to be a disaster from the jump. So he probably should ask the advice first. And then if there's a realm of the possibility, then he should just do it, or at least maybe ask a sister or whoever and be like, you know, you should, you know, put me on, or, you know, put in a good word or something, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah.
And then if they're like, fuck that, then yeah, you just definitely, you got to get something else. That's just, it's just life.
Right. I agree. Chris.
I agree with the girls. I wonder what the age difference is. Cause if it's only like a couple of years, I mean, what's the big fucking deal? It sounds to me like he's just lusting after her, because he doesn't talk about like her personality. He's just like, she looks good, she smells good, that's it.
Yeah.
Don't send a text unless you're just after some booty.
Right. And even then,
it's a bad idea, man.
Yeah.
Fawn was perfect in what she said. Go to your sister, talk to her, find out what she's into, what kind of guy is she into.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. I'm about to say, like, if he's looking for an in with her, he already has one. It's through his sister. Like, he already has a pathway just like that. He could hang out with him. He could ask his sister, like, hey, do you mind if I hang around with you and your friend sometime? And then maybe try to conversate that way, get to know them, get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, in person, I don't think just sending a text, because, I mean, I don't know, but if you send anyone a text out of the middle, you know, just out of the blue, some random night, that's going to be kind of suspicious, probably creepy too, and it's going to get taken the wrong way, even though it would be the right way in this scenario, but it wouldn't be taken very well. So I don't think it would work for him at all. And yeah, now I'm not a woman, so I can't answer that last question, except that my wife is actually a few months older than me. And we met when we were 20 years old, when we were both 20. So, you know, she is a little bit older than me. So, and she liked me and she was interested in me. So that worked for me. So it is possible. Now, how likely, what's the probability of that actually working out for people that age? I don't know, but it worked for me. That's all I got to say.
I like older women too, man. If it was me and I was going after somebody in their 20s, no.
Yeah,
we're not going to be able to carry on a conversation.
Yeah,
it's going to be one thing and one thing only.
Of all my girlfriends, my past girlfriends, there was only one that was younger than me. All the rest were older. About a year, like either a whole year or a few months or whatever. I don't know what it was. I actually had more luck with girls that were older than me than I did with some that were like either my age or younger than me. So I don't know. I always had more luck with women that were older than me for some reason. I don't know why, but okay. PT, you have any last things to add?
Well, yeah, I guess it's actually funny. I mean, well, I wouldn't say that. I guess women do like older guys because a lot of times people are like, we're talking about going out cougar hunting and stuff. I mean, it's just, but that's probably not what we're talking about here, obviously, because that's a huge age gap. But
right.
No, like, yeah, it would just be really awkward if he didn't ask advice for like from his sister. Because then, like, what if that her friend would be like, "Hey, why is your brother texting me? This is kind of weird." Like,
right?
Like, you know, like, "Oh, did he send me a dick pic?" Like, what? That's fucked up. Like, tell me all this weird shit. And then she's gonna be like, "Hey, are you sending that to my friend?" And then now when they come over to hang out, it's just be totally awkward. So yeah, bad news right. Bears all around.
Yeah, whenever they come over, they're going to ask you to not be there. you don't want that. You don't want that. Don't embarrass yourself. If anybody's
be like, "Hey, I live here, but I got to leave."
right. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I'm about to say, like, he has the perfect like connection through his sister. He can utilize that better, and you know, use that as a way to like talk to her, you know, meet them in person and talk to them and everything. But just don't send out a text out of nowhere. I don't think that's going to work. I mean, it might work. Who knows? But I would not recommend someone trying that. Okay. All right. Are we ready to move on to the next one?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. All right. So this next one is, I, female 25, went home with one of my sister's guy friends after he came over and hung out at my sister's apartment for game night. We were hitting on each other all night, and my weird method of flirting with guys I want to sleep with is make fun of them. And she then asks in the middle of it, "Is that strange?" And then she says, "I was roasting him hard every time he tried to hit on me, but that didn't discourage him at all. If anything, it only made him hit on me even more, with more aggression each time. He told me if I didn't quit being mean to him, he was going to pull my hair, and my response was, 'Good luck pulling my hair while I ride your beard.' After saying that, we pretty much both knew that we were going to fuck each other's brains out that night. As soon as we got to his place, he bent me over his kitchen counter, pulled my hair, and pounded me, which led to more great sex in his bed." So my questions to this, of course, is this hot or not? And is shit talking a great way to let someone know that you're into them? Like, is shit talking a great way to flirt? And what is the most aggressive thing that someone said that worked on you before? And whoever wants to go first.
Yeah, shit talking is the best because I'm fucking outrageous. I can't deal with people who are quiet and don't talk a bunch of shit.
Yeah. So like when I say like talking shit, like you're roasting. I mean, you're not like blatant. You're not being brutal towards them, but you're like making fun of them. Like, so you said you like that better?
I like it.
Nice. And fun?
I think it's the like one of the best things. I don't know. Like, to me, if you can do that with somebody, they obviously have, in my opinion, a good sense of humor and they don't take themselves seriously. It kind of sounds like she's a little bit of a brat. And once, you know, maybe she does this on the normal. Well, she said that, like, she, you know, which a brat is somebody that's going to purposely antagonize you because they want to see, they want to get that, it's almost like a dom and a sub thing going on, but just to get you worked up so they get punished, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
really. So I think that's kind of hot. Like, I don't know. I think that that's, I like, I don't know. I like the story. And I think that sarcasm and, you know, just fucking around with somebody and giving them a hard time is definitely a good way to flirt with people.
Yeah. So if a, there was a guy that was, or anyone really was roasting you and, you know, roasting you, trying to flirt with you that way, would you be, would you like that or not?
And
has it ever happened?
Yeah. I mean, I've had that happen and I like it. I mean, as long as they, you can tell if someone's doing that and they're doing it to be flirtatious and having a good time with you.
Yeah.
If they don't, no, I mean, I like it. I've had that happen and I think it's hot. I mean, it's a turn on.
Okay. And Amanda?
The shit talking. Yeah. I do use it for flirting, but like, if I even like you as a person, or if you're my kid, like, I'm going to roast the fuck out of you. I feel like it's how I show my endearing qualities to people, or it's an endearing quality from me. But yes, no, it's fine. And if they can take it, just like Vaughn said, like, they don't take themselves too seriously, they have a good sense of humor. Right. It's perfect. Yeah. No, if we can't roast each other, we have no business even being friends. So, yeah.
So has a guy being roasting you before, has that ever worked? Like flirting, like get you to like them back or talk to them back? Has that ever worked?
For sure. Yeah. If you're comfortable to roast me, yes, I'm happy. I'm weak. I love it. Yep.
Awesome. And Chris?
I tell people that I'm friends with, I'm like, if I don't roast you, Joan on you, there's a bunch of slang for this, what it is. If I don't do this shit, I'm not cool with you.
Yeah.
Right. I like the shit back talk going back and forth, especially when it comes to flirting. Dude, that shit is hot as fuck. The story is awesome. This is a good story. And it, like, it leads to some hardcore fucking. It may not last long, but that shit is fucking fire.
Right. But like, I like the way she fired back when he was just like, yeah, if you don't stop, I'm going to pull your hair later. And she was just like, good luck pulling my hair while I ride your beard. Like, that is some straight up, like, wow. Like, it's, that's a good way to fire back, honestly.
But, and the thing is that lets you know that they're interested in you in that level.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool. All right. So does anybody else have any last things to say about this before I say my part? Okay. All right. No. So, yes, I do think this is hot. I really like the story. Yeah. Like my brother used to tell me this all the time growing up. He used to say, like, yo, if your friends aren't making fun of you, they don't like you. Like, everyone's going to give you shit. If they give you shit, it's because obviously, like, you're cool with them. So I completely agree with what you said there, Chris and Amanda. Yeah. And, has it worked towards, I feel like that's the only real way to flirt though, is to kind of make fun of people or roast them. I can't think of any other way that I don't even know how else to flirt other than to shit talk. Like, I feel like shit talking is flirting. Like, it's the same thing. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of ways to flirt without shit talking and nothing just rings a bell.
I'm more likely to catch on that you're into me if you are shit talking. Yeah. Than being subtle about it. Fuck that shit. Fucking come at me.
Right.
Because I will go toe to toe with you.
Right. I don't know. I mean, like, even like when girls, like, if they were to flirt with me in the past, they always used to do the same thing all the time. All of them did, no matter who they were, they would always come up to me and do the poke. They'll be like, yeah, they would just poke me in the arm all the time. Like that was I don't know. They would always do the poke thing or whatever. And then me, I'd just be like, hey, can I get a hug? And then it would work. Every time, every single time they would just poke me. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck she just poked me for or whatever, but that was, you know, that was kind of weird. But
they used to poke you on Facebook too?
No, not on Facebook, in person, like at the parties, when we go to the parties or anywhere, when we were out anywhere, I would always just do the poke thing. Like, they would just, I don't know, but that's just kind of strange.
I think that anything else other than shit talking, especially with guys and flirting with girls, or at least from my experience, it's the only other thing that they can do is just sit there and give you compliments. And I fucking hate that. Like,
yeah,
just to come up to me and just be like, I don't know. It comes off as like fucking desperate and cheesy to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's immediately a turn off. So right. I agree. Like, I don't know how else to flirt than, you know, just giving someone, you know, a hard time, shit talking, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it always just, anything else is cheesy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. Like, and it makes me really uncomfortable too. Like, stop complimenting me right now, you know?
Right.
But I was going to comment on Ben, the whole goddamn, can I get a hug? Can I get a hug? Like, oh my God, that was it. That was, you just knew, can I get a hug?
So you hear that a lot, don't you? So you know what I'm talking about then.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Not anymore, no, but like, I'm talking about like when we were in high school and shit. Yeah. Like, can I get a hug? Like, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm about to say that our game back in those days, guys, for sure, we were not great. We did not have good game back in the day. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know what the fuck to do. And that was before, you know, that was before Facebook and MySpace and Snapchat and all that, where you actually, I mean, you literally, back then you had to actually talk to somebody. Like, you had to go and talk to somebody. And yeah, it's, if your game was weak, it was hard, man. It was hard. It was hard. It really was. I mean, you didn't have memes to fall back on to impress somebody. Now, yeah, now all you got to do is just send somebody a funny ass meme, get them laughing that way, and then boom, you break the ice that way. Like,
yeah, we did not have memes. So
right, we didn't have shit. We just had ourselves, which was right. Yeah, we were doomed.
We had alcohol. That's what we had.
Yeah, we did.
And Chris, back, what is it, back when you were in high school, you had his landline. So how did that go?
God damn, dude, I'm not that fucking old.
I had a landline. What the fuck, Ben?
But you also had a cell phone.
I used to watch.
No, I didn't.
You talk like I'm watching the movies with no sound. The talking shit. No, I'm only a couple years older than you. Fuck that shit, dude.
Right, right.
I understand the whole what you're talking about. The girls like, oh, let me get a hug. That shit. I don't know when we were in high. When I was in high school, no. I mean, we roasted the fuck out of each other.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And Fonny, you have anything else to say in defense of my landline talk?
First off, older than all of you. If you're gonna pick on somebody being old, you should pick on me. No, I agree. Like, I can't even remember like how we for back in my day. When but I was always. I've been like this since I started liking boys. I was always the aggressor. I would literally just write boys notes that just said, hey, do you like me? Yes or no? Because I was one of those people that like, if you don't like me, I need to know right now. I'm going to move on to the next fucking guy. Mm-hmm. So like, would just like, I would just flat out ask. And if they weren't interested, then fine, move on to the next one. But yeah.
Good for you, Fawn. God damn. I was like, I was painfully, disgustingly shy. It took a lot of years and trauma for me to be a fucking outgoing person, man.
Yeah.
Good job, girl. Confident.
It was. Well,
I got a question for you, Fawn.
I don't know if that was what it was called, but yeah.
Fawn.
What?
Hey, what was it like before they invented electricity?
We would sit around a table.
I bet sex was a lot better. I bet what? I don't know, because they had more time to do it.
It's the only thing they could do.
It's the only thing they could do.
Fucking dirty. They were dirty. Stop.
They had more things to do. They weren't sitting on their. I don't know. Hey, okay, let's move on before I get in trouble. Okay, all right, let's move on to this last story. Okay, this last one is, I fucked my sister's stripper friend in the parking lot behind the strip club. My sister is a dancer at the strip club here in town, and she is pretty popular among the other dancers there. I'm not too thrilled about seeing my sister work there, but it's nice having an in with the other dancers there. I go up there on slow nights with my friends and enjoy the other dancers there. One of them is one of her good friends, and she is easy to talk to. At first, I didn't know she was trying to get me to pay her for a dance or seduce me. She invited me to the back room where she grinded on me, made out with me for a bit, and all she had on was her panties. The rest of her was naked. I put my hand in between her legs, but she told me we couldn't do that back there. She told me to follow her out the back door, and we had sex. Over someone's car in a spot where the cameras were out of view. And she said, he says, I don't know whose car it was, but I put her on the hood and fucked her while she laid on her back with both of her legs on my shoulders. I then turned her around and bent her over the hood. I then fucked her really hard, then pulled out and let my cum hit the ground. So hot or not. Should they have tried fucking inside of one of the cars instead of doing it on top of someone else's car? And if your partner wanted to have sex with you on top of someone else's car, someone you didn't even know, on top of someone else's car, would you do it? And who wants to go first?
Fuck it. If they come and find out, I mean, you could just tell them you forgot or something, or you thought it was your car. I mean, you don't know.
Right.
But no, I mean, that's badass. But it's I mean, that's just awesome.
So,
this is a great story.
It's a great story. So you think, do you think they did the right thing by fucking on top of somebody else's car, or do you think they should have went inside of one of their own cars?
Well, they should definitely go inside their own car. But I mean, shit happens. You're at a strip club. There's a lot worse things that go on inside than that. So fuck it, I guess.
Awesome. And Amanda?
My first thought was he could have left the last statement out where he says, he let his cum hit the ground. It was just super unnecessary and uncomfortable. But is it hot? I guess. This doesn't seem unnatural to me at all. I mean, you hang out at a strip club because your sister works there. So, like, you know, you're going to fuck a stripper, I guess. I mean, maybe. I don't know. The dancer likes him, okay? It's cute. It's hot. But he doesn't need to talk about his cum hitting the ground.
Awesome.
I am fucking dead.
All right. What about you, Fawn? Are you a fan of the cum hitting the ground?
I mean, no. I mean, I just don't get it. Like, you could have just said it either out or just, like, just said something different. I don't know. It just reminds me.
He could have just said, I pulled out, and that was it.
Yeah. Like, isn't there a song about panties hit the floor or something?
It's let the body... The bodies hit the floor.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. That one guy from American, what was American Idol? He's all like, pants on the ground. There you go. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
On the ground. Anyway, yeah, that was just a little, like, not worded the greatest. But I do think it's kind of, like, it kind of just seems, I don't know. I don't live in that kind of world. So it seems kind of unrealistic to me. But I guess, you know, that kind of stuff happens. And I think they shouldn't have done it on someone else's car, but at the same time, like PT said, like, if you're at a strip club, you kind of just expect kind of fucked up shit to happen, I think, sometimes. So if I walk out of a strip club and someone was fucking on my car, I would probably just think it's funny. I mean, I would probably be like, dude, I'm trying to leave. But also, if I didn't have that great of a car, like, I wouldn't care. I would be more worried about a brand new car and someone was, like, scratching it up or something. But yeah, sounds like a good time, you know. Let them do their thing, whatever.
Yeah, and let the cum hit the rocks. It's all good, right?
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right, Chris, what do you think?
You lucky motherfucker, you. That's all I can think is, like, this dude's lucky that, like, okay, cool, your sister works at a strip club. That's probably not really that cool. But the fact that she can hook you up with these girls that are very open with their sexuality, I can understand where he was just kind of in the story where he was, like, confused if she was just trying to make a buck off him or really into him. But, you know, we got to that point where he did. Man, sometimes you get into some moments where, you know, shit starts getting really heavy during a sexual encounter, and you can't really you aren't thinking the best to control what you do. You just do what you do and get it in. Right. So to do it on somebody's car. If it was my car, I walked outside and you're getting it on my car, dude, I'm like, I'll be back in 5 minutes. Hurry the fuck up.
Right. Right.
I wouldn't be mad at you, bro. Get you some.
Right. I wouldn't be mad either. I mean, unless I was in a hurry or something or whatever, but I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's Amanda. You and me have seen some crazy shit going down on at strip clubs before. We were inside one when the power went out, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
I've seen full-on swingers go. I mean, I think I've told the story on the podcast before, so I'm not going to tell it again. But yeah, I've seen some crazy shit. The crazy shit goes down at these at the strip clubs.
I worked at clubs, not as a dancer, but I worked at clubs. Yeah.
Yeah. So we all know a lot of things go down inside them, and a lot of things go down on the outside of them too. And I think this story's hot. I think it's awesome. I mean, he's banging a dancer on top of someone's car. I mean, who cares? What's the big deal? I mean, if it was my car, if I caught someone doing that, I wouldn't care. I'll give them some time. I'll let them finish as long as they're not denting anything or damaging anything, which I highly doubt. And then also like the coming, I wonder if that was more of like, oh shit, is she going back to work? Like, I don't have a towel or anything on me to wipe her off with. What the fuck do I do? He doesn't want to come inside her. I don't know. I'm just trying to defend the guy and his decision-making here to let the cum hit the ground or whatever. That's the only thing.
That's a good point.
That's the only thing I come up with, the reason why he did that and why he felt like he needed to say that, because there was probably going to be someone in the comments being like, well, where did you come, bro? Because they always, I feel like that's a part of the story that's always got to be said. It's just like in porn, like, you got to have the money shot. Like, where did it go? Did she swallow it? Did she get it on her face or whatever? It's like, I feel it's like, did they even have sex if there wasn't a cum shot?
You can't put in a story because Amanda, she just can't have it.
I mean, no, I think it's fine. I think Amanda's fine with the cum, but she just wants to come to land on the person, right?
No, I don't give a fuck where it lands. He did not have to say it, and it did not have to. He didn't have to say it the way that he fucking said it. Like, my cum, and then my cum hit the ground. Like, okay.
Yeah, it is kind of boring.
It missed their car, but it got the ground.
Like, I would almost recommend that you just lie in that situation. You're on a fucking forum. Who gives a fuck if you're telling the truth? Just say you came on her ass. You don't got to say it.
No, you don't have to say anything.
Right.
Like, you fucked her on this car. You don't have to say anything else.
You could have said you could have said it landed on the windshield. And then they can get it with the windshield wipers later on.
And then I jizzed all over the windshield. It was like a fucking hot spring. I don't know. Dude, I don't know. I'm angry about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Chris, do you have anything to come? I mean, do you have anything to say about this?
Do I have anything? do I have anything to say about? I mean, like, you know, he didn't really have to bring that up. Like, we all know the end effect of what happens from a guy after sex. No, I don't. Other than that, just, you know, cool for you, dude, that you got this option that 99.9% of us don't have.
Right. I'm about to say, yeah, I think it's a cool story. And don't let it be the only time either. See if you can do it again. See if you can see if she'll let you come somewhere else. Let's do it.
Fine. Okay. I do have one last thing is, like, the fact that like, you just went ahead and had unprotected sex was a little sketchy, or more than that would be a little sketchy to me, you know.
Yeah. And now we know why he pulled out.
No, just the fact that he threw his fucking dick in there without a rubber.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the meat was already in there. It's too late, no matter if he pulled out or not.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, all right. I'm just fucking around here. Fine. You have any last things to say?
That shit was golden.
No.
No. Okay. No. All right. So we are running out of time on this episode. You got last thing, Amanda?
I do. Why does this story matter that he went in raw more than any other one?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They don't really ever say if they use protection or not in these stories. So it's kind of weird to assume. And it's kind of, and it's also, it'd be kind of be a thing where we can talk about that literally on every single story. So we don't want to get hung up on it every single time.
For sure. Also, you said 99.9% of dudes don't have that opportunity. I say it matters what club you go to.
No, I'm talking about the dude that does. I don't have a sister who works at a strip club. I don't know too many. I don't know any guys whose sister works at a strip club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, you meant like getting fucking a dancer. That's what I thought.
Oh, no, it happens. I know a couple guys that have stories, but I'm talking like the fact that you have a sister that works at a club.
Right.
Oh, hell no. I don't know anybody.
Yeah. I got you.
Okay, I think we're done talking about the sister's hot friend here. So we're running out of time. I want to thank everyone who listened. We just surpassed 25,000 plays on this podcast. This is, we are still in our first year. We're still pretty new to the game, so we're still trying to figure things out. So that's that for us. To us, we are actually pretty proud of that milestone. So, and yeah. I just want to thank everybody that has been listening to us and giving us a chance. We really appreciate it. And then before we go though, I want to give these three a chance to do their shout out. We did lose PT, having technical difficulties with him, but I'll let these three do their shout out. So Fawn.
If anyone wants to contact me, they can reach me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at rumham77.
Nice. And Amanda?
You guys can find me on Instagram at pandasmad. And I also want to say out loud, you guys, mental illness is super real. And if you feel sad, talk to somebody. And don't go. We love you. Okay? That's all.
Well said. And Chris?
Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at C Apony. That's also my TikTok. Snapchat. If you want to contact me there, if you got Snapchat, that's the only way you get a hold of me. Or Twitter. And then Instagram is Crappy68. And your boy, Chris, on WeGo on TikTok.
Awesome. And if you want to find me, I am BennyB278 on Twitter. Benjamin Erd Day on Instagram. BennyB278 on TikTok. And then, that's it. So that's all I got to say. I want to say thank you again for listening. Just take it easy until next time.
Bye.
Later.